Liu Qiwendo, Prime Dharma Talk. Jesus said, love your neighbors. Lotus Sutra in Buddhist Sutra says, rescue all beings. One side says that love your neighbor, one person, and the other says that all. What is the difference? Actually, there's no difference. The person who are wishing to rescue them all really cares for the person who is in front of you. And the person who is in front of you cares who is in front of you. Of course, subconsciously cares about all humankind. There's no numbers in subconsciousness. Therefore, subconsciousness will not have any comparison. It's no different to care about one person and or to care about all. It's the same tendency of the heart, and there's no difference in amount of the caring. When Jesus says, the good shepherd will look for the one sheep, missing sheep, even the 99 other sheep are waiting for the shepherd. It means that how much God is loving and caring each one, single person, as a child, one child of God. Same meaning in the Mahayana Buddhist history, Buddhist philosophy, our one includes all. Whole universe, our one single dust, a tiny bit of the dust, includes whole universe. It is the reality of the universe, and it means that you will care about one person as a whole universe. There's no difference in one single person and the whole universe. I just explained this as logically, but in a key energy field, that what you feel is the same who cares about one person in front of you is who cares about the whole world. The key energy is same. I'm speaking about this, talking about this, because of the importance of the how important that to care about the person in front of you. One reason is because the person in front of you is projection of your subconsciousness. It's another aspect of yourself. It is yourself of deep inside. So if you care about other person, it means same as you're caring about yourself. Subconsciousness also does not separate, does not recognize the difference about self and others. The one who cares about others is the one who cares about self, oneself. Who really cares about oneself is who cares about the person in front of him or in front of her. And when you are motivated to give energy to the person in front of you, you automatically try to and you will automatically receive the key energy from the universe. Just before you start to give, you take in the energy. And you breathe in. When you breathe in, you take in energy from the universe, and next you start to give it to other people. This circulation happens in the person who are giver. This energy circulation gives the power and health for the person, to the person. That's why the person who is giving naturally looks like energetic and looks healthy. It's not only about the health aspect. It's also the energy of the destiny, the fortune aspect. The person who are taking the energy of the universe and giving to others, this, the person who has this circulation of the energy exchange between oneself and the universe is in a good fortune key. Fortune energy is receiving. Actually, this is so important for the living. Actually, this has to be well trained for everybody. Actually, children have to be raised in this way, much more important than sitting on a desk all day long at school. Motivate yourself to give energy to the person in front of you. If you motivate yourself, automatically you will receive or take in the energy from the universe when you breathe in. Just like before the conductor put the tact down when they play, when they let orchestra play the music. Repeatedly, who cares for the world and who cares person in front of him or her and behave as following to this motivation of giving, they will be in an energy stream of the good fortune, of the luck. They will entertain in a group of the people and they make people happy, they make people smile by sometimes praise, compliment, or asking the question, how is it, etc. and etc. They will not try to save the energy for other people when someone are around, and they look happy and healthy. It's because when you try to give the energy to others, the field of the people among the people, the field will be dwelled by the Great Spirit. When you try to make the energy lift up in the field, when you are in with other people, in that field, the Great Spirit will fulfill the energy. Important is not only the individuals should do this. I believe the whole planet would follow this principle, and whole planet should be in a good fortune key energy. For have to be our planet have to be filled up with the good lucky for fortune energy. Let this planet fulfill its good energy. Let this planet, let the guardians of this planet, the guardians, angels, the guardian Buddhas, guardian Devas, guardian Bodhisattvas, let them joy by ourselves. All the human beings, all of us, will give the energy to the field, each other. And all the joys will spring out from the deep source of our existence. Because the deepest source, the source of our existence, is the joyful energy of the Great Spirit of the universe. Let's make the whole universe fulfilled with the energy of the good fortune, the good luck. Thank you.